Well, you still tuned into your RazFM Week and Breakfast with myself, Princess M. And thank you so much for constantly joining and choosing us. You guys, right in time, we are about to get into an interesting conversation with none other than Rising Gospel star Musa Yende. Musa, good morning and welcome to RazFM.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And, you know, we looking forward to what the EP has for us, because let alone your single has been doing absolutely well. I think we need to start it off with congratulations on your new single. Tell us a little bit more. Yes. Tell us a little bit more about the inspiration behind Umelusi, and what message did you really hope that the listeners and people who enjoy your music were going to take away from it?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about my EP. Realistically, Umelusi is one of the songs that I resonate with, and that speaks of God being the shepherd. You know, Umelusi tembegile, uyangihola, ngizengifika la fika khona. So basically, it's the shepherd leading his flock. So a shepherd leads, he provides, he guides. But in this case, it's the shepherd leading his flock until we get to where he wants us to be. So that's the message that I wanted to really bring across. The shepherd is always there. The shepherd is always there to guide us, always there to lead us until we get to where he wants us to be.
Right in the place where he needs us to be. It's so beautiful to see your body of work now finally come together. You have worked with legends in the game when we look at the gospel industry, the likes of Dr. Benjamin Dube, Dr. Dumi. How have those experiences, you know, shaped your journey as a solo artist?
That has been such an incredible time. You know, I absolutely appreciate working with them. There's so much that I've learned, you know, in terms of vocals, in terms of harmonies, the blend. But most importantly, it's their heart for Christ, that every time we hit the stage with them, they knew what the mandate was. It was never out of ukujwayela and really getting used to doing this thing, but it's really just seeking the heart of God and really spreading it to his people.
Seeking the heart of God, but also you mentioned it's not just about the harmonies, because tell you what, when it comes to voices, you have quite a distinct one. Your soprano and obviously your modern take to the gospel style really has set you apart from so many artists that we do have in the industry. How would you best describe your sound, and what kind of like makes you unique and you?
In this EP, it's really just a fresh sound. It's relatable, but it also is musical, because I went to a music school after high school. So, you know, I studied jazz and stuff. So we incorporated all of those little things together in order to get this fresh sound. It's relatable. It's a sing-along, you know, but more than anything, it's really just, it speaks about the grace of God, you know. It's from the Word. Like Umelusi is Psalm 23.
Yes, and that's exactly where my mind went, you know, when I saw the title of the song and the song itself. It took me back to the book of Psalms. When we look at the EP that is definitely coming through, all of it is inspired by the book, the Bible, or what some of the song's words that God entrusted you with? Was it messages that he had given you personally to share with his people?
Some of the songs that's by the book, like we said, it's really just raising the Jesus banner, you know, lifting up his name. And speaking of the goodness of God, isn't it? It's stuff that we go through. It's just the reality of what we go through as Christians. And the songs are there to really encourage us and remind us that doesn't matter what we're going through, God is always there. He's faithful. Like the other single that dropped after Umelusi, dropped 2 weeks ago, it's called Angesabi Lutho. You know, impilo yami isesandleni sakho. Ongangithinta ngilokothe, isesandleni sakho. So it's just a constant reminder that it doesn't matter who tries to be against us, but we're always with God. We're in his hand, and he'll always be faithful. He'll always protect us and guide us.
And we can't shy away from the great response that Umelusi has received, right? Absolutely incredible. Yes. How does it feel for you to finally step into the spotlight after, you know, years of being a sought after backing vocalist?
You know, sometimes I still can't believe it. I still can't believe it, but more than anything, I'm just seeing the goodness of God. I'm seeing how faithful He really is, you know. If He said He will do it, He definitely will. He stands on His word. So it's really so amazing. But also the people's response and testimonies of the song just blow me away, you know. Reading all the DMs and people saying, hey, your song really got me through a hard time. Your song carries me for the past months. It's so amazing. It's like, if you know, it's all the shut doors that I was crying about. Now I see why I had to be here, why it had to be this timing. So I'm honestly super grateful every single day. And I pray that Nkulunkulu gives me the strength to really do it for His people and remember why I'm doing it, you know.
Absolutely. And your live EP is dropping soon, the month of May. It is finally upon us. I'm so excited. I know for sure that a lot of our listeners and your followers are excited as well. Can you give us a teaser of what we can expect? Or maybe share what this project just means to you personally? And, you know, I've heard you, I think, more than three times saying the goodness of God. Are you at a point where you can say, I am literally tasting the goodness of God. I'm witnessing it. Here it is.
Yes, I literally have stepped in that door. You know, I usually share about how I had my own plan. And it's a testimony that I share halfway through the song of Umelusi. To say, I thought I had it figured out. I thought I knew what I had to do, did things by the book to say, okay, this is how I'm planning for my own career. Because initially I had plans to do secular music, you know. I went into studio, I did a songwriting sessions. I thought I'd do some pop thing, Nyana. And God was just like, not a chance. This is where I want you. So nothing worked out until I really tapped into, until I was like, okay, you know what, with my own strength, I keep failing. So I'm at the bottom. God, what is it that you want? And I promise you, it was such a short period of time. Everything fell into place. Everything just rocketed sky high. So I'll forever be testifying about the goodness of God, you know? And that's why I keep saying it, because I'm just like, oh, I'm so glad that I really followed the calling, you know? So I'm really, really grateful. My EP has 6 songs. I'm super excited about it. It's 6 songs, different sounds. But, you know, I think the songs are really impactful. I think the songs are really great. People have received the 2 that they've heard, Gashe. And there's another one that was a teaser. People absolutely love it. So it's 6 songs. And then we also have a feature with Brandon Praise on one of the songs. So I can't wait for people to hear it.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. But Musa, thank you so much for joining us as Rise FM, and also, you know, just sharing this beautiful journey of creating your body of work. And now finally, as we step into the month of May, when it does get released, we get to share this pivotal and beautiful moment with you, where we get to hear you testify of the goodness of God. Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me.